Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Tamara L. Thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals that airs every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's episode, we have Kawaza De La Vega voicing from Khalifa territory, whom will discuss revealing the number 19, the understanding of the I Am principle. Now, before we get started, one must understand and overstand the principal breathing meaning of the number 19. In the number 19 sequence, the number 1 represents the alpha and the number 9 represents the omega, which means the beginning and the end. Now throughout ages, numerology as well as astrology has been pivotal tools to cultivate civilizations, and now it's being utilized to suppress societies. Now, many see the number 19, but lack the connection to its deeper meaning. Said, let's just go ahead and bring on Kawaza De La Vega, and so we can go ahead and get started with the show. Good evening, Kawaza. Thank you for accepting the invitation to State of the Nationals. Okay, looks like we're running a little bit behind there with our guests. And so what we're going to do is just go ahead and go ahead and get some guests in here and get started. Good evening, Kawaza. We'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening and accepting the invitation to State of the Nationals.
Good evening, Sister Islam. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Now, I know I got started on a little rocky start this evening, but that's okay. I have a series of topics I'd like to go ahead and discuss tonight, and that's to help further shine some light on revealing the number 19 and the understanding of the I Am principle. But first, let's go ahead and get started by giving the listeners some information regarding your background, because as we've discussed, you've crossed paths with a different series of schools of thought. So if you will, please introduce yourself to our listening audience this evening.
Thank you. Yes, my birth name on my birth certificate is Kualaza Shahid Vega. That's my birth name. Birth date is July 26th. 1974, for all the numerologists out there, take notes, because this is going to get real serious, real deep. I'm born in San Leandro Memorial Hospital, which is in the Cherryland, Ashland area between San Leandro, San Lorenzo, the home kid of California. My family's first stop in California was Santa Barbara, and now we're here in the Barbary Coast of San Francisco, right here near Mauritania Ave, Morris Drive, on Seminary near Majestic to 77th and Bancroft. And all the codes is prophetic. Everywhere I've lived in Oakland, in California, birthday time for me, myself, and my family line up with the prophecies. And when me and you met, we could start there. Your first question that reactivated me, I'm 45 years old. The last general of Oakland, California, the Panther tribe, Huey P. Newton, left at age 47, Christ consciousness degree. So we're going to deal with numerology degrees and prophecy tonight with the I Am. Because when it was given to Moses, it was a direct order, and he had to fulfill it. And the scripture give you the key when it says Aaron was his prophet. So tonight we're gonna deal with it. You asked what's the significance of number 19, and for me, I have to give you what it means to me and what was given to me and how it was revealed to me within an hour. I have the exact date and time when the number 19 was revealed to me. I was 19 years old, and I took this information to significant people, and we'll get to that as well.
Now, how would learning about the esoteric meaning of 19 benefit our listening audience? I know when we connected through a Facebook polling, the number 19 being an attachment to the COVID pandemic, and we see that that's not an arbitrary number that's being used. Now, from that, we lost to deeper telephone conversation, which led up to where we are tonight. Now, you could, for our listening audience, what I want you to do is share that connection of the number 19.
Okay. For me, COVID-19, coronavirus, I immediately thought of the tar boost, the corona soul that protects the crown. And when you look up corona, you're dealing with the crown. And when we look at ancient Kemetic hieroglyphics, it speaks of the resurrection of the Khus on the 19th degree, age 19, he will wake up. This is written in the Quetzalcoatl pyramids. Grandmother Taneta Muhammad, her whole final call, everything she wrote was in revealing, unveiling the number 19. It was her that stated that on Savior's Day 2005, that the one wrapping himself up is a rapper. This information was taken to Egypt itself, and they've already verified that it was correct. It was sent by casual from the hieroglyphics. He sent information to Egypt, and it was verified that the only ones that could bring this to fruition would have to be a true Egyptian. I saw it in the written part of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. Casual took it to the next level of actually reading the hieroglyphics and learning the Metaneter. And what it says is that in the last days, many coups will rise, poetically speaking, for power to the people. And that one final coup will rise, God of gods, King of kings, and Lord of lords. And then in the prophecy, it breaks down numerology, and then the rest of it comes from the spirit realm and through fasting and prayer and practice. And so for me, 19, I was 19 years old, May 29th, 1994, Sunday, at Redwood Park, and I had my Alpha Omega experience in front of witnesses. And so May 29th, 1994, when you brought it up, 2 days later, which after I spoke to you on Easter Sunday, me and you spoke, April 15th, I get hit with what I have to tell you, it felt like 5G. All the symptoms I had was 5G related. I contacted the person I needed to contact, my herbalist, Dr. Healer, Wichita Chief, Dr. Asaru Aleem El Bay. Contacted him. He sent me what I needed to get through it. But it was so deep that I knew that those symptoms were serious, throwing up, foggy head. I was on a Zoom, and my mind thoughts was being taken away. I had a headache, and I had three nightmares that night. And so right after me and you talked, April 19th hits me. This April 19th that just passed, the number 19 again. Now, we know 1 and 9 is 10, and 10 is many things. Alpha, Omega, it represents a few things. We'll get into that. But it's also, it represents, for me, it represents the Swahili Kumi. Kumi is the number 10. But we got to number 10 from our area code 415. 4 plus 1 plus 5 is 10. And here in the Bay Area, our tribe became Kumi. And that name is has a 10,000 year history. The 10 again from the 19 has a 10,000 year history in Oakland, California, from the tribe of Kumaya. And the Kumaya tribe is the Mayans that worshipped the god Ku. So we back on Ku, we back on the 19 again. I was 19 years old, May 29th, 1994, Sunday, having an Alpha and Omega experience. There's documentaries on what's called Stigmata. At that time, I was researching what I was going through. I found documentaries at the library called Stigmata, and it was people all over the world that they have recorded different things happening to them. Bleeding out their head for Easter, bleeding out their hands for Christmas. And which was a trip for me, though, it was one woman, a young lady, about 12, 13 years old, that was recorded in a church here in Oakland. And every Easter, she bleeding out her head and bleeding out her hands, having stigmata. And so I went to the doctor to find out. You know, I told them my story like I'm told you, and they said, I have a grandiose religious disorder, but I'm an adequate and reliable historian. And so May 29th, 1994, when that happened to me, I took that information to Casual, the hieroglyphics. I showed him what was going to happen in the future based on the number 19, that when it's time for me to speak, it will be after a white boy, is what the language I use, a white boy rapper going to come say he's Jesus and God. Well, Casual came out first with the rap God. A few days, maybe a week later, here comes a rapper named Eminem claiming he's the rap God, when Casual had already came out with it. And right after I spoke to Casual, after May 29th, 1994, at 19, Crown King of the Town, in front of the witnesses, I took the same information to where my grandfather planted trees at in Fremont, where the Ohlone Indians, so-called Ohlone Indians, that they call Ohlone Indians, but they was really the Kumaya tribe. From here down to San Diego, down there, the Kumaya tribe is the Gueno. And so I took this information to Fremont, where my grandfather planted the trees at Ohlone College, to MC Hammer's house, and told MC Hammer the whole story as I saw it, because this was my awakening. I saw the hieroglyphics. I read it in the book, and I saw the end time as being a rap battle. And when Mother Tynetta mentioned it on Savior's Day, I had just got my ex. And this is the ironic part about me getting my ex. It's recorded, December 30th, 2005. The minister there was David Muhammad. Now, the connection with that is, again, I was 30 years old when I got my ex. But at age 19, I told David Muhammad in front of Afriye Kwamina at Lowell Middle School at the Boys Club the unfolding of before the white boy rapper come say the rap God. I told him I was going to get my ex to have this conversation with Farrakhan. Well, David Gaither laughed. Q cut him off and said, David, don't laugh, because when he gets his ex, you're going to be the minister. We 19 years old. David's a Christian. David Gaither, he's a Christian. He's laughing. Q said, Q prophesied on top of the prophecy and told him where he was going to be. Well, December 30th, 2005, when I went to the Nation of Islam to get my ex, David Gaither was now David Muhammad. So that's part of the prophecy that came true in the midst of the prophecy unfolding. So when I met you, when you asked about the number, I hadn't thought about it for a while. But when you asked and I went, it activated me. The number 19 activated me through you. And April 19th, I was downloaded with further information that we're about to share now about the number 19 and how it was my spiritual awakening of the Alpha and Omega. Well, May 29th, 1453, was a Sultan Muhammad, Muhammad II, Fatih, that in the teachings of Noble Drew Ali, More Science Temple of America, the 101s, question 77 through 83, 84, is discussing Prophet Muhammad and him, no, excuse me, Mehmet, Fatih II, taking the head of Satan, and he's saying that this is in part. Well, it's the same exact date that I was in the town, and I faced the person of Satan himself. He had it tattooed on his chest, on his arm. It was on his shirt. It wasn't tattooed on his shirt. It was his tattoo on his shirt, but it was also on his arm. And the ironic part about this is he's also in a rap video. This is where I spotted him first. That's how I recognized him. So all this information was shared beforehand. Now that it all unfolds, go ask MC Hammer, did I tell him this? Go ask Casual. did he send the information to Egypt? It's on record. The Egyptian scrolls is right. We here. The battle is on. Everybody going to partake in it. That's a part of it. And those that don't understand it, that's not a part of it, they're going to hate from the sidelines. But those that understand the numerology behind it, that already have written and already been waiting on this day, I'm going to give you the question that was linked to what Grandmother Tineta Muhammad said. The question was asked in 1987 by Farrakhan. He said, the one that's coming is going to be able to answer this question. There won't be no deception because he already had the answer. Well, I'm going to get an answer live on the air. The question is in the Quran, chapter 74, verse 30. It says 19 angels. Those 19 angels are Ansars. We here right now. We've been educated and enlightened and raised by Master J, Ansar El Muhammad. And my first lesson at 19, though, was this deep. But back to, we'll get back to the 74, 30, 19. I'm going to run it down real quick. It's as simple as the numerology exists. Brother Tahuti touched on it when he gave the dates. Well, the handshake from Allah who came to person the master of violence, Defar Muhammad, when he shook the hands of Elijah Muhammad and gave him his third grade education, his third degree, was July 4th, 1930. That's the numerology code that Farrakhan was asking. That's the answer. But it's also 1974, the year I was born. Age 19, when I had my awakening, May 29th, 94, I was 19. And 30, when I got my ex at the Nation of Islam, my 72. That is the question, the answer, and the other half of the numerology that's hidden in chapter 74, verse 30, where it says 19 angels over the fire. That fire was Lake Mary. 7 days after my enlightenment was the last festival at the lake after 12 years, 12 annual festivals. Oakland police caused a riot and beat everybody down. And on that day, May 29th, 1994, and this is all recorded. We Googled it today. We Googled it to look it up, and it was June 6th, 1994, the last festival at the lake. And, you know, all the numbers now, are there.
Right. Now, with the information you've provided, it's a loaded. It's a lot to take in, because I think what I would like for listeners to take in is everyone is probably having or have had the Alpha Omega experience. And within that, you know, in medical astrology, and you're looking at numerology and looking at astrology, a lot of this information has been suppressed from our educational system of learning and knowledge. Now, with that being said, now in medical astrology, there's a term, baptism that we know and see today is an outwardly expression of baptism. The true essence of baptism is inwardly experience that occur, where it's the purging of the indoctrinated information that is poured into you, and it's a rising of the esoteric information that is within your cellular memory that's passed down through your ancestors. So this evening, we're talking about the Alpha and Omega, that beginning and an end experience that everyone would soon be experiencing, and being able to make those correlations and connect those things back to nature and see how to probably move and cultivate the society in which we should have. Now in the Bible, I looked it up and I was doing some research. Now in the Bible, the term I am appears over 300 times in reference to Jesus. Now, what would you say is the I am principle pertaining to each and everyone regarding the saying of teach in my name?
Okay, as it was given to me, the Lord said, first question was, what's your mother's name? And I wrote it down. It's Virginia Marie. So for me, it was Virgin Mary. I sat there and cried because I understood. He said, what's your name? When I looked up my name, Kuleza Shahi Vega, it gave me my whole life story. So when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says your name is your destiny, it really was for me. So for the I am part of it, the teaching my name is everybody's name is God's name. You've been blessed with a name. If your name has a meaning that you don't agree with, you don't want that destiny to be on you, you have to change your name. That's what the lessons is. But before you say your name, you introduce yourself. You say, I am. And when we say I am, we in agreement that I am is God. Because I am is God. Because that's the name that was given to Moses, was I am. So before each of us introduce ourselves, we already have said it. You know, the East Coast been on it in the rap game with the calling each other God. We got it late. But it's a literal thing. It's a reawakening. And it's happening now. You can see it in the rap game. From LL Cool J to Coolio, Cool G Rap, Cool Herc, Ice Cube. These is all prophets. Cubes, water, L40 water. You know, these is all prophets that came to say what they have to say and move on. You know, and that's what it is. COINTELPRO was a real thing that said, we finna shut down these musicians that might be Jesus, that might be the Black Messiah. This is what it is. This is what happens. Pac gone. Nipsey Hussle gone. You know, they fit that description, you know.
Now,
but I am because all our name came from God. God has given us all a name. And that's who we are. We are God's children, as the book of Psalms say, the children of the Most High God. So this the time when you come into the awakening of the Christ head. We get your mind right. Everybody's on changing their status. Your first status is your state of mind. To get your mind completely right, you got to go into the Christ head, the kingdom, the God head. You have to accept it within yourself and say without a doubt that I am God. When I was 19 and told my whole family this and told everybody this, nobody was ready. But now people in my family ready. They hear it. They understand it. But like for people that's listening right now that might not have heard it, it's going to be a while before they catch up. But that's what it is. It's I am God. Everybody has the right to say I am God because we are. Everybody is God.
Now, you will have listeners who will listen to this podcast from different nationals speaking to the state of the mental, of the mind, which is the mind of the people, to help unlock and unfold some mysteries that have been right there just in your face. Now, when one say God, God in a sense is the esoterically. Now, we're going to stay in that esoteric realm because God is the invoking part, which is the it's like the abracadabra to make it happen. Removed from the mysticism of the imagery that has been formed and created into people, subjugate them and remove them from understanding their connection to the I am universe and the principles that, because you mentioned gods of gods and kings of kings. How would one understand they are the God of God and King of Kings connection with the number 19 and the I am principle?
Okay, the numerology that was given to me is that your awakening is in stages. And so 19, 30, 33, 45, 47, you know, those are all stages. And you look at Moses' life, look at Jesus' life, and then you see the number system hidden in that. And then for me, myself, that's what it is. So somebody that might be 18 years old, Maybe they finna go into it at 19, or somebody that didn't walk through it, that already passed 47. They know what they went through then, and, you know, it's levels of it. It's just, you know, fasting. That's the main key to do it because, I mean, all of this stuff in fast food restaurants is drugs. Cigarettes got over 100 chemicals in it, drugs. All of those things deter you from true enlightenment, from you hearing and seeing and knowing what's going on. You can't hear the ant crawling outside if you eating at McDonald's. It's just not going to happen.
It's funny you said that because we're talking about esoteric meaning of the numerology, astrology, and the connection with the person, the physical person, the physical body.
Right.
But however, the physical body.
Well, look at 19.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one. It's a one, right? You born,
right.
Age one. What's number one? It's an eye. So you born. How is the body created? What comes first, right? Is it head, leg, arm, head? They say arm, leg, arm, head, but I believe that the body, the head, or the eye might even be created first. You know, but the eye is a part of the head. So that's, you feel me, the eye of God, the eye of the storm. That's God. I am. So that's the day one. You know, but the one also represents the man, the zero is 360 degrees of the womb, the portal. So without the one and the O, there is no Alpha and Omega. So it's really 0-1, right? Because the zero had to come first before the one, right? It's all numbers, though. For me, when I was 19, all the letters turned into numbers. It was like a one-hour thing as far as downloading. And when I took it to the elders that I knew to take it to, you know, they walked me through it. But I was already pre-prepped before then, at age 8, third grade. I'm with Dr. Yusef Bey, who married Elijah Muhammad's daughter. Grandmother Tanetta Muhammad's daughter, Medea. I'm right there getting the information firsthand, getting the prophecies. So, you know, for me, that's where it was, 8, 9, that 9 right there. But, yeah, it starts at age 1, then 9. For me, that's what I would have to say because I'm following me and what the teachings was given to me and the teaching my name.
So everyone needs to really look at that, their connection to their name and their connection with the universal connection and nature and things that need. It's funny, you said something, and I hope the listeners caught that. You said the words turned to numbers because in the computer language, you know, it's the 01001 that's converted into
right.
the words. So when
right.
we look at words,
yeah.
we fail to forget the numbers that are associated with that, as well as the rhythm that comes with
right.
those
rhythm. That's
like
it right there.
Like, mm-hmm.
Rhythm. See, rhythm is the key to the spell. Because without the rhythm, without it rhyming, the spell, it ain't a spell. And that's where rap come in. You know, it's like a trip that, you know, rap is 3/16, right? But that's also the resurrection code, you know. It's also pi, 3/14 is pi, but that's also the resurrection code because it's in Exodus 3/14 when God said, I am, and that's pi, right? And that's an I. Because it's pi, because the P sometimes silent, right? So that's I. Or if the P is also Christ, because the XP is Ashwan Kwesi taught, that's the risen Christ. So that's back to I am. That's back to the 19, the Alpha and Omega from age 1, 9, then 19. That's the cycle. There's nothing outside of 0 and 9.
Nothing else. Just repetitive.
Nothing. And then when I was 19 and went back to Dr. Yusef Bey, and brought it to his memory of what he taught me at age 8, and I'm 19, right there in the midst of the conversation, the number 9 went to 3 threes. So I understood what the 33 and the third was. It was just levels of information and degrees, period. It's just degrees of knowledge that you can't rush, just like your age. You can't, if you 10, you can't be 25. Some of these youngsters at 16, they lie, say they 21. They act like they 35 to themselves, but we can't rush it. You know, they can't rush it.
Now, Kawaza, I know a lot of things you missed out in your introduction of yourself. Mm-hmm. And so let's just back up just a little bit more. Because I don't
okay.
want that information to be lost of who you actually are. Now, in our conversation, you share with me, I hope it's okay, your various schools
yeah.
of thoughts that you have been able to navigate through, such as, you know, Christianity, through the Nation of Islam, through more science, through studying numerology, through studying astrology. How has those various schools of thoughts shaped your understanding of your current purpose and what you're doing now and where you're traveling to moving forward?
Well, we body politic, and you know, with Brother Abdullah at Bay getting ready to campaign for the Sultan. You know, it's sultans of sultans out here. It's many brothers out here that got the science and mathematics that's coming forward already. He told me he had 20-30 people already came forward, you know, and we have our governing body, you know. We know that we watch the bee. The bee, they serve the queen, you know, and we know that the science and mathematics of seven men tried and true, one is a woman accepted by you of my heart, that we serve an empress. You know, our empress is in Carolina, Empress Nintiel Bay, the Ianifa. And so that's what we're doing. We're building body politicking right now. And, you know, getting people's state of mind right, getting their status corrected, you know, pulling our people out of these prisons. You know, just teaching our children. We following the prophet, you know, we following the science and mathematics, what's been given to us. You know, we have what we have. Like the prophet said, he's given us everything. We just got to go back and study it. One of the main codes, I'm going to give it to you, 47-7. That's a code. It's the 47 problem of Euclid. It's in the 40. It's in the Quran 47. You know, people didn't know that it was in all of those areas, but that's it. Go search it. That's it. You know, that's one of them codes.
Now, could you elaborate on that a little bit, 47-7?
I really want everybody to go to the More Science Info of America, Quran, chapter 47. Read the whole chapter 47 and then go back and focus on 47-7. And then go to the Quran of the Muhammad Mawlana Ali or any Quran from the Middle East over there and look, go to the same scripture, 47, same chapter. You know, it talks about how to stand, where to stand, and that takes you to your foot all the way to your seven bones of the foot. You know, the ankle has seven bones within that bone. You know, that's part of the code. And me studying Noble Ju Ali's work, that's what was given to me. You know, Eureka, I figured it out. That's that 47, you know. When Joseph Smith got his second degree, he understood what the 47th degree, because they was working on it. So what he do? He established Mormonism. But what's in Utah? Moab, Utah. You know, so he had that degree, that 47th degree, that Christ degree, and they used it. And so we got to go back to them degrees and start using it. You know, that's what it is.
So the numerology, understanding numerology and its connection to astrology is being used on daily. Some have, you know, been led to believe it's paganism, which means actually different, witchcraft, which means wise woman, and everything else except your ancient cultures, in which we should all be able to walk in them freely. Now, what would you say are some of the stigmatas or synchronicities and prophecies pertaining to that, to the number 19?
The Quran 19 itself, it speaks on Jesus' miraculous birth, his life and his death and his resurrection. When those come and say that I am God, I am the Christ, this is how I got here, this is who I am, I'm resurrected, I'm back, you know? We got to give honor and praise to our ancestors on that realm that did it, and those that's here on this realm still doing it. You know, Ashra Kwesi, you know, Bible, Phil Valentine Hill, still pushing line, Bobby Hemmett, you know, it was them brothers that was able to give me the esteem, the power to even speak tonight on something that has been rejected. Not just thousands of years, you know, not just 4 years of my life, but for thousands of years before. You know, this is what it is. This is what COINTELPRO is trying to prevent. This is what COVID-19 is trying to prevent. It's trying to prevent the Alpha and Omegas from tuning in with the sun. God is hiding away from the sun when the sun is killing them, not us. You know, people is dying of it, true in fact. That's a true indeed thing. You know, my father died just 2018. With those symptoms, you know, I was with him every day his last month here, and his symptoms, what he explained to me is what COVID-19 is. So, you know, I know some of it is real. Some people, you know, but I know the numbers is exaggerated, though. I got people working at the hospital here in Oakland, California, San Leandro, California, and, you know, everybody know numbers is exaggerated for financial gain. But we are losing people, though. We are losing people. But then you got to know what it is we have to do to get through. What did Europe do to get through when they was going through all of them sicknesses and flus? They listened to the Moors. The Moors gave them the game on the bathhouses, how to get clean. Rubbing alcohol. If you run out of bleach, you use a rubbing alcohol. We stay clean. You got to stay clean. And the Prophet Noble Drew Ali said he's calling a clean and pure nation. You know, brothers want equity, and you can't move in equity without clean hands. You can't move in your reparations without repairing your status, your state of mind. We got to move into the Christ, the white light. You got to be a clean and pure nation. You know, that's what it is. Those that haven't been listening to the prophets, like Dr. Sabi, Elijah Muhammad, how to live 1 and 2, look what's happening right now. They've fallen off. A lot of our people that's overweight, you know, falling off. You know, my father, one of them. You know, we losing a lot of people because they're not following dietary laws, you know. But start looking in them scriptures. Look at your life the way I've looked at my life and follow them scriptures that add up to them numbers. And you're going to see within all the books that they the same number. The same number.
That's correct. Now, what would you like for the listening audience to take away from just the understanding of the number 19, their Alpha Omega experience, as well as understanding the I Am principle? What is something just simple that you would like to give them for this evening? I know, because you're loaded. You can load them up. Go ahead, load it up.
I'm here. I spoke on it. It's apparent what's happening in the world today, what's happening. And, you know, it's each one teach one, take the message and move forward. You know, it's a lot of them out there. Those that have already come and said who they is, that's who they is. You know, it's time to move on and make it happen. You know, that's what it is. It's unfolding. It's not nothing nobody can do to stop it. Like Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. You follow me now. Those that's got COVID, those that's going to leave, we gotta let them go and move on. You know, really, it's a hard thing, but that's what death is another realm of life. And but at the same time, too, we just can't be in fear. That's the number one thing that COVID-19 was trying to do, or is doing to most of our people, is pumping fear. And that fear is what's paralyzing creativity. You know, get you a green light. This is major mathematics. Get a green light bulb. Not the white light that say it's a green light. Go get a party light bulb, a green light. Get two or three of them and turn them on 24 hours a day as long as possible. Leave them on especially at night while you're sleeping. Get you some ohm harmonics, you know, some 432 or whatever mathematics you can mess with. But you're going to have to change the vibration, because what's in every home in stucco and every home across the country is wires. That's already tuned into certain vibrations. This is why they outlawed the drum. This is why they were outlawing instruments in Cuba, making it against the law, because they couldn't touch the vibration of the drum, and the drum was giving slave masters heart attacks. This is on law and on record that this is happening, because our vibration is different than theirs. So what they do, they synthesize our music. They take it from one analog to digital so you don't get the proper vibration. You know, Morris Latin, what you do in Morris Latin when you speak them spells is you roll the R's. The rolling of your R's of your tongue hit the roof of your mouth, like on the drum. The roof of your mouth is the ridges that's connected to your pineal gland and your pituitary gland. But when you say the vowels, A-E-I-O-U, your tongue never hits the roof of your mouth. So that's a part of the slavery when the tongue was taken. We ain't speaking our mother tongues, which is ancienter than Morris Latin, is Mozarabic, which is where Mozart name came from. You know, people want to run away from Morris Latin, not realizing what the Holy Roman Empire, before the Roman Empire, was Moors. We was running that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Mac Morris. My grandfather is Samuel Carter Mac Morris. You know, I know my history. We you know, I just did a 23andMe DNA. I want to thank Brother Ishmael Bey Muhammad for encouraging me to do it. I know a lot of people be, don't do you this, that. They going to do this and that with it. They already did all this and that with it. They been had your DNA. They know who you is. Let me tell you.
That's
you
right.
Know, the Mormon Temple got over 10,000-year history of our records that I've seen. I've been in the Mormon Temple. I'm telling you, they got our records in the computer. Their computer different than the rest of the world computer. Their computer has the wars
the mass genocides of California and killing our people. You already know who we is. We the Mayans, we the Amorites, right here. California is what it is. We the true Egyptians.
Okay, let's go ahead and take some callers, because I know they have been anxious to ask some questions. I know I have a caller who wanted to come on, and I'm just going to bring them on. 215, number ending in 5471. Go ahead, caller. Do you have any questions for Brother Kawaza de la Vega?
Islam, brother.
Islam, brother.
Yes. Yeah, question. You spoke on the number 19 as well as the number 47. What other number that you know of that has a major connection related to our body and other areas?
Oh, man. Go ahead, brother. Break it down. Teach me. You're one of my teachers, man.
That's not here, for you, because you spoke well on the number 19 and 47. Is there any other numbers that you know of that can that will have because the number you did a great job in explaining the numerology and the connection that has to our anatomy as well as our physiology. There's no other other numbers that you're aware of that has the similar connections that you mentioned about the number 47 and number 19?
Not that I could think of. The number 102 is popping up in my head, 102, but I'm not sure where you're going with the question. But break it down, brother. I'm waiting to hear it. Tell me
You said the 102. What? Tell us about the 102.
Well, when you said it, that number popped up in my head, and I know it has something to do with our vitamins. And then 84 with the. I don't know, but I've been on 84 salt, and I've been taking 102 vitamins. So that's the two numbers that I thought of, but whatever the connection is, you're going to have to break it down further.
No, I don't know. I don't know how to – I was asking you that but no, that's fine. Good. All right. So that's
yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in.
All right, thank you.
Because Abdul,
Some other callers on. All right, thank you.
Okay, let's see if we can get more callers and see if they have any questions for our brother Kawaza de la Vega. Number 267 ended in 6222. Okay, caller, do you have a question?
Hi. I can't even. I'm just flabbergasted by all of the information. But you had made mention about the green light, and you were talking about the vibration for the drums. And so, what megahertz should we be listening to in terms of vibration?
Well, I know different people deal with different ones. For me, I deal with the water. I'll either shower water on in prayer, or because sometimes the YouTube water is cool, but the closer you can get to the river water is better. But the 432 is what I've been working with Om Harmonics for the last year. And I've been working with the 432.
Now with the 432, there's records have shown that there's been a change with the frequency of music from the 432 to the 440, which creates chaos and things of that nature. Now, you mentioned earlier that the one that will come would be you know, wrapped in clothing, which would be the wrappers. Now, a lot of the, in the rapping industry, the harmonic sounds have not been harmonious to the environment of the people,
right,
and has caused that chaotic rhythm. Like
right,
things went from more of a conscious hip hop to from KRS-One and things of that nature to a more hard tone. Let's just go ahead and just kill the whole society and
right,
F the female and things of that nature. Will, and even in today, a lot of the rapping industry or music industry has not recovered from that 440 tone and have been able to bring back the 432 harmonic sounds to be able to, so we can get back into that rhythm collectively.
Yeah.
Because it takes a collective effort for that. So what would be your take on that, those changes that occur in some of the rappers in that industry that have partaken in that that frequency genocide upon our people?
Well, it's gone for me. What I had to do, I had to turn the radio off for some years, the TV off. You know, I just started getting back on the last few couple of years, but it's gonna have to go back to the drum circle. It's gonna have to go back to oral traditions and, you know, live poetry, drum circles. We're gonna have to start touching hands. The social distancing is gonna have to come to an end. After 80 degrees, it's supposed to be dead. That's why California came outside, you know. As long as we eating right and we clean ourselves, we can come together, you know. But for the rappers that took part in that, those are that know what they did, you know, they got karmic debt. Those that didn't know, that's knowing now, that's pulling out of it. You know, we gotta make it right. You know, it's there's no other choice. You know, it is what it is. It's a new day. And we've been all called for a clean and pure nation. You know, that's what it is. We have to go back into the light, you know, the sunlight. The sunlight is called the white light. You know, when you send it through the prism, it come out with seven colors, you know, in reference to the seven chakras. So that's one of them for the body for Brother Abdullah, or, you know, seven of the 409 orishas that's given, you know, on the first level. Of Yoruba, Ifa, Obey, Lukumi, you know, back to Ku, the Lukumi. You know, that's what it is. We got to get back to our original vibration, our original tongues. The sister said, what vibration? Well, what number? The actual vibration would be your vibration. When you say home, The om in home that you get in Kum or in Calm or in Kumi. Mark 5:41, Jesus said to the dead sister, Talitha Kumi, Kumi, to Kum, to come, resurrect, to arise. That's the vibration, the M, to go home in. That's the vibration we got to get back to. If it's not in agreement and harmony with oneself, then that's not the vibration to deal with. You know, like rock and roll to that degree that they took it to, that wasn't for us. You know, certain ones were sent to certain ones for them, but then, you know, we partake of other people's medications. You know, Jimi Hendrix might have just been for certain ones, but, you know, that vibrational round out vibration, that's not for us. You know, we got to get back to what's for us, the drum. That first instrument, that vibration, the ones they outlawed, you know, the ones they outlawed, we get back to them instruments first.
It's amazing because if you're traveling and you go to Latin American area, which is south of Mexico, and as soon as you're, you know, step on the the same soil, the same landmass as North of Mexico. But when you're in that area and they're beating the drums, and you're coming off the plane, it just really changed the molecular structure within your body. You just instantly get to like just a calm and relaxing state. And then you feel like you're home. You know, it just really changes your state. Well, let's take another caller before we have to end for the evening. I'm going to take a caller from the Khalifa Territory, 510-1188. Caller, do you have a question for Kawaza de la Vega for this evening?
Just listening in, that's about
it. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, I know what Brother Abdullah was asking me. It just came to me. He was looking for the I-9. The 19 within the body is the man. Body is the one with the 9 holes in the body. That's the I-9, brother. I guess that's what he was looking for. Chime back in. Let me know that I hit it.
You know, let me bring him back on. I'll bring him back in. Go
the
ahead, I-9. Brother Abdullah.
Yeah, well, I was just wanted to see if there was any other number
I remember you saying that before, though, the 9 holes in the body. I heard it in my head just now. That's why I said it. That's what it was. But, yeah, I mean, hey, there's a relation and a synchronicity with everything because everything is everything, all in all. So whatever, mm-hmm. wherever you find it, that's where it's at. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to go looking for Jesus because you is Jesus. You right where you at, right where he found you. That's where you at. So, you know, it is what it is. The 10 toes that we stand on, you know, that's the I-9, the 10, the Alpha and Omega. We got 10 toes. That's proper standing. You know, we stand 90 degrees, so they go, that's a 9 once again. So, yes, sir.
All right. Let's take a last caller, 559-455. All right, caller, do you have a question for Kawaza de la Vega for this evening? Okay, I guess our caller would be shy this evening. That's okay. We got to move forward. I think this was really great. This was a great learning, and I hope our listeners take away some great information with understanding that the I am relates to self. The I am relates to your connection, your divine connection with the universal principles of just the earth, the fire, the wind, the water. Like I said today, you know, we're on the eve of what you call the summer season. When in a lot of in ancient time period, it was the midpoint before the celebration. For the coming into the summer, which is the rising, the helical rising of the Egyptian New Year. Other cultures continued and renamed it to the Beltran, which is the fire time period where they celebrated the future of fertility for the harvest that will come in 6 months, which would be the harvest period. So this is celebratory. So today, I'm pretty sure, North, and here we felt the wind, the changes with the wind, and then we felt Gaia give birth to the rain, and then from the rain it was the flowers and the, you know, and and the fruits and vegetables and the harvest that is needed to sustain the society. So when people say just sun, just sun, just sun, I'd love to celebrate the rain. Call it the liquid sunshine that is needed for our vegetation and our living. So, you know, so today is today. So actually, you know, if you look at the numbers are very important. I know you said the 102 came to your mind. So if you're thinking about the 102, that number 3 in numerology, that represents expression and expansion. So, you know, so get into that. I hope our listeners go into a deeper understanding and go deeper into the astrology and don't stay so fixated. I wouldn't say don't stay fixated, but utilize Belial Helios as an understanding of your movement within the celestial realm, earth realm, and your connection with the etheric realm. So do you have anything you want to close out with us this evening?
Oh, for deeper enlightening of it, go to Dr. Aleem Elbey. You know, he's the master in that realm. I'm a student, but he can take you there when it comes to the I am and the as it relates to the mind and the brain and the, you know, the 24 elders and how it relates to astrology, Jesus and the 12, you know, the 13 and the 12 zodiacs. And we actually have 13 or the 12 zodiacs in the sun or, you know, he deep on that. And I've been studying it for at least 15 years, his work. But yeah, go to Dr. Aleem Elbey.com or check him out on YouTube, Washita Chief, Ancient Free Moors, right, Caliph, and he'll give you that information.
Well, once again, Kawaza, I would like to thank you for accepting the invitation to speak to the Nationals. I'd like to also thank the Nationals for tuning in to State of the Nationals, and please continue to join us every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, United Respublica of Morocco. Now, if you'd like to be a guest on State of the Nationals, you know, as you can see, you know, over the past week, we've had a masculine energy. So we need that female energy to rise up and give birth to the spirit of matriarchy and bring some wonderful words of wisdom to the people. You can email me at United Respublica of Morocco. That's UNITEDRESPUBLICAOFMOROCCO at protonmail.com. Once again, bro, I would like to thank you again for bringing us the good news about the revealing of the number 19 and the understanding of the I Am principle. And
thank you
very much.
Me,
thank you, and have a good evening.
Good evening. Islam.